So, James Seller of Seller Property, you've just come from the inauguration of the Shard. What does this day mean to you, your family, your company?
For me, it's a great day to have seen the realization of a long-term commitment. It's been over 10 years we've been working on this project. I've been working in the borough now, based at London Bridge, for many years, and I think as far as my family, it's a great occasion for them just to kind of also share in it. And for our company, obviously, it's the largest project we've undertaken. We made a very clear commitment that we were staying for the long term, investing in Southwark and London Bridge. And we look forward to continuing to invest and do more projects in the area.
And for those who've been here before Seller and before the Shard, how can you assure them that the Shard won't become a symbol of widening inequality, but it will be an integral part of modern London for everyone?
Well, I think one of the things that was always promoted as a justification, or one of the attributes that should come with the project, is it should be a flagship for regeneration. So I think putting in £50 million into the public realm, into a transport, has opened up a really high quality environment that should allow for further investment. That's what we want to see happen. So for this to be a really successful project, it's not just about what's been built today, it's about what it opens up for future investment. And that's when there's a lot of opportunity to continue the work that we've started setting up with Southwark College and Southwark Council to create local job employment schemes. We've got other initiatives that we're continuing to build on. We've set up a social enterprise business. We're very engaged in terms of making sure our projects are proper, engaged projects. Clearly whilst they're large, tall, exciting, challenging projects, it's just as exciting for us to look at how we can impact and engage with the local community.